Psycho Man. Good evening, everyone. This is the Motorcycle Men Podcast, episode 115.
The Halloween.
The Halloweeny episode.
Halloweeny.
We are coming to you today live from a cemetery in a swamp. We are not in the V-Twin Cafe today. We decided to take it outdoors.
Yeah, the woods are very scary out here.
Very scary.
Dark.
Yeah. Very dark and scary and you know. Yes.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, and welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to the Motorcycle Man episode 115.
In Clowny World.
Yes, and here it is, the 31st of October, 2017. So. Do you know how many people hate us because of that sound?
That's a nightmare sound.
It is.
So it's all about inflaming your nightmares.
I am Ted, wrong way, and I am your host of the Motorcycle Men Podcast, and I'm joined here today in the swamp by Tim Bucktu. Monkeys in the swamp.
Monkeys in the swamp. In the woods.
Wow. Monkeys in the cemetery. And, of course, Chris the Joker. The clown sound. So,
you can help that guy out?
Maybe not.
He seems like he's in a lot of pain.
It sounds like it is. It could be. I don't know. So how's it going, boys? What's new and exciting?
Shit. Absolutely nothing.
You don't want to think about that for a moment.
No. The weather's getting colder.
Yeah, and?
And, you know.
Does that mean you're not riding?
Not as much so far. No? I have to prepare. I'm currently shopping for heated gloves.
I highly
possibly
recommend it.
The full space suit.
Yeah, the space suit. You know what?
Because actually, you know, when I dress, I mean, when I ride in the cold, I wear my Under Armour.
Full helmet.
Yeah, that's another thing I'm actually shopping for. I found one on Amazon. A full helmet.
Is it one of those?
No, it's actually.
It's a real helmet, not a Tupperware.
No. It's DOT.
Okay.
They can't make those. As far as I understood or researched, full face helmets. They can't do that novelty shit.
All right, well, I can't imagine.
They're
otherwise,
not
it's,
allowed to do that.
Otherwise, it's really just a spaceball helmet, right?
Yeah, right?
That would be funny. Get a spaceball helmet. That'd be funny.
You know what's funny? And I found out that you could wear a fucking football helmet. Did you know that?
But it's not DOT, though.
Even though it's not DOT, it's...
It's still approved.
Of what it's approved for impact.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
So it's kind of legal.
I don't know about that.
I think like an NFL grade one is probably.
I tell you what,
just
I do.
As good, if not better.
I will email our friends at the Snell.
Yeah, ask them that.
And ask them.
Yeah.
What they say.
My son, when he played football, they have these ones and they have to pump them up.
Yeah, you can make them any size for you.
Okay.
If you got a thin or fat head.
Keep your head from moving.
Huh.
I have a hard time shopping for helmets because I got my fat fucking head. I got.
Yes.
Yeah.
A gigantic head.
What's it's a dumb question. But what is your helmet size? Is it a large?
Extra large.
Get out of here. Is it really?
Yes. Yeah. Pumpkin head.
Yeah. What about you? What about you?
Huh?
What about you?
I'm more like a small medium.
Oh, so I'm a medium.
Are you really?
Wow. Yeah, I'm a medium helmet. Yeah,
when I put your helmet on, it's like swims on it. It goes down to my knees.
It's like a bell, right? It's like a bell. Your head swings.
And that's the just the crane one. It's like,
wow!
It goes down to my knees.
Yeah, extra large. My
like a bobblehead, right?
Exactly. One big helmet.
My DOT beanie is an extra large.
Yeah. What's this?
I look.
What? Nothing for us?
You can have a piece of lettuce.
Ew.
That's
Shrubbery.
It's rabbit food. I can't eat salads anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, because this goes right through me. And it's I don't know if I had to share that. But
TMI, TMI.
So anyways, let's talk about our rides. I know, Tim, you were saying earlier that you're not riding now because you're...
Right, my knees have been killing me.
Your knees have been killing me. So let's own a big heavy bike.
That's right. Well, I tried to sell it. Nobody wants to buy it.
I guess you clearly can't ask $25,000 for a 17-year-old bike.
I think it's time.
$1 million.
I think it's time for you to get new knees.
Right. Well, yeah, so let's look at this one. What would be cheaper, a new motorcycle or new knees?
Well, he's covered by medical, so that you got to take that.
Well, not completely.
Right. Not completely.
Not completely. Not 100%.
I'd have to sell a motorcycle to pay for the procedure.
So there
I'd
you go.
I still owe them money.
So it'd be cheaper to get a new motorcycle than get new knees. There you go. All right. Or you got to get, you know, try.
Why, your knees that bad? Well,
I'll get a Strom.
Because you got such a heavy bike, that's why.
No, Strom.
I think if you had one of our bikes, you wouldn't have a problem. Because you could sit on it, bend your knees, and it's a lighter ride.
I'm going to get a Boss Hoss.
Yeah, that's it. What you want? You want to need a bike with a V8 in it. That's
right.
It.
I need something.
Yeah. Big. Yeah. So, anyway. Have you been riding?
I've been riding a little bit, yeah.
I can make it even better. I can just buy a sidecar from my bike.
Oh.
And then I won't have to worry about the weight.
See, the thing is, with a sidecar, you could still fall over.
Huh?
You could still fall over on the right
side.
On the left side.
Left side.
You'd still fall over.
True, but only on the left side.
And you could still even flip over frontwards, too. You've got to watch it.
Why would I flip over forwards?
If you made too sharp of a left turn. You ever see like the Top Gear episodes when they were riding around in a three-wheel Robin?
I understand.
The car, if they turn too sharply,
if
the car
ride,
would just
if
roll
I ride
over.
Like you or Chris, yeah.
What? What? Did he just say ride like you and Chris? What?
Maniacs.
Dude,
the last ride I took with you, bro, I distinctly remember you going like 90 fucking miles an hour going to fucking here to fucking Round Valley. And I was like, dude, what the fuck?
What's the hurry? Now, was that on the side roads or on the
highway? No, the side road.
What?
I was like, what the fuck is happening here?
Because it doesn't feel that fast on my bike. My bike's a Cadillac. I don't remember. I don't feel the bumps like you.
Yeah, when I go on those country rides, I pretty much do speed limit. If it's 40, I'm doing 40.
Yeah, you know.
I don't go fucking crazy.
But you did do a ride this week, right?
Yeah, I did past couple of weeks. I've been doing heading out towards the Great Swamp out in here in Jersey.
Yeah,
and
the swamp. Speaking of the swamp.
And then I just, that's where we're at right now, by the way. We're at the Great Swamp.
The Great Swamp Cemetery.
And then from there, I just offshoot. I see roads that I've looked at it in the past.
Yeah.
I just turn down and go.
Let's see, it's getting thundery out here. Watch out.
It's been all right.
Yeah? Chilly? Getting chilly?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been, I was on vacation last week. I was up at the Blue Mouse Ranch up north. And it was, quite, fall has come. It's done.
I bet you wish you had your bike up there, though.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever ridden up there yet by your area?
I only with when I had my Sportster. I haven't ridden up there with the Heritage yet.
It's got to be beautiful.
See, if
now.
You, if you like got that. One of those bike trailers, you could put other stuff in there besides the bike.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Did you ever think about that? I was thinking about that, too.
That would be a good investment. Good investment for you. That's why you have all kinds of
Don't look at it as just your bike. You could put everything on it.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah. Well,
put
your bike
on there and then stack all your stuff that you're taking on.
You know, as we always say, finances dictate actions.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No.
Right now, I can take a picture of the motorcycle with me.
No.
Yeah. So all I did last week was I didn't do any riding last week. And the only thing I did last week was roof. I did roofing last week.
Did you use the brake too?
I did use the brake, and it's still there.
Did it work?
Yeah, it was great. It was absolutely great. I actually taught Deb how to use it.
Nice.
So it was good, yeah. So I got some roofing done. The roof is on. I still have one small section and two small sections to do, but they weren't leaking to start with. So
did you make a motorcycle ramp to get your bike inside?
I did not.
And make a little bed for it inside next to your bed?
The only thing I've been on, the only ride that I've been doing is back and forth to work. I had planned on doing a ride this coming weekend on Saturday. But it's gonna be a little chilly, but that's okay.
Chilly.
Do you have to work Saturday?
Not yet.
Oh, this coming Saturday, you don't have to work?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet?
No, they will let me know. As of right now, I'm off.
Oh, okay.
They can call me at 7 o'clock.
Would you want to do a ride?
Maybe.
It's going to be only like 55 degrees.
Maybe not.
I can't see how you could say that. You guys got fucking shields, and you got a full fucking fairing.
Yeah.
Not just a full fairing.
Get on my bike and then ride that.
Not just a full fairing, but a full fucking fairing.
A full fucking fairing.
That's right. What he said.
You ain't even going to feel half of the cold that I feel.
Oh, yeah?
But you know what I noticed with his bike? Well, maybe you don't feel it. Maybe you don't feel it, but I get this buffeting that hits you from the back of the head because the wind goes up and around you. And
that's your shield.
No. That's what he gets. No. I'm saying on his bike. I don't get that. On his bike, that's what happens when I ride.
You don't have that little, like, spot of air that comes right through the shield and smack you?
Nope. I don't get that.
Really?
Nope.
So it just goes around you?
Yeah, I don't feel it.
How is that even possible?
Maybe it's just the way.
A couple of bikes I've ridden with shields on, and then when I put the shield on my bike, there was just like this waft of air that found its way.
No, I would get hit. I get hit with air like in my crotch, believe it or not. It comes up right at my legs and just hits me right in the crotch.
Ooh.
I guess, woo-hoo. So if I was, but wearing shorts, which I wouldn't do anyway, but it would be cool. But no, I don't get hit with any wind in my face.
Really?
At all. Yeah, nothing. Nope. Wow. Not at all.
You got that freight train thing. That's straight.
Now, yeah, we have to do that. Like, we have to check your bike out. I want to see your bike with the windshield on it and see what the problem is because I have
can't get this because of the freight train light that I
have
on it.
No, but you had that windshield on there, though.
Yeah, I know. We had it on, but it just won't go down close enough.
Well, we put the foam under there. We put the foam under there. It didn't help at all.
Because the air was still, like, finding its way.
You know what I got to do?
Bottom up. When I was riding, the air was like hitting me in the chin.
Well, you know what? We gotta put the windshield on.
What's the fucking point
of
me?
Well, better your chin and your hoof.
Well, see, this is it. Maybe he's just not used to it. But
right.
Let's put the windshield on. Let me take the bike for a ride, and I can tell you what's
wrong. Why don't you let him ride your bike?
I mean, I understand it's not going to be like having a full, fairing on the bike.
Yeah.
But everybody says, yeah, you're going to get that little. I find that annoying. That if that's the case.
No, I don't get
that's
that.
Fucking
I do not get. Yeah, maybe he's not used to it, but I don't get that. I don't get that.
I expect I've ridden when I rode the street glide and the road glide when we did test last year. It was fucking beautiful.
Oh yeah, you don't feel it.
I mean, fucking wind was going like right around me.
Especially with the road glide.
I didn't get nothing hit up or cross or nothing.
Especially with the road glide.
When I rode your bike that one time, same thing.
You didn't get hit really. The wind didn't come around and hit you in the back of the head. Because when I rode his bike, I could feel like when we picked your bike up that first time, riding all the way back here, my hair was blowing forwards,
and your coat was up.
My coat was up because the wind was hitting me in the back of the head. It was just so weird.
That's
I don't know.
Kooky, really?
Yeah,
yeah. I don't remember that.
Maybe again, that has to. I guess that has to go do a lot with.
But Ted's a lot taller than
that,
I am.
That's
maybe
just it. Rider height. How tall you are?
I'm teeny tiny.
And you got a bigger head, so that's
gotta check etiquette. I could have been getting hit with air, but I just don't feel it anymore.
You're
because my head is so large that it's like another area that I don't feel it.
It could be. You probably have your own. Your head has its own gravity.
I got a big head, but I know a couple of people. They got fucking bobbleheads. They got gigantic heads, man.
His head's so big he has his own moon.
Yeah. Like a fucking orange on a toothpick.
Oh my God! So anyway, last week I had the interview with Daniel Rince of the movie Somewhere Else Tomorrow. He rode around the world. In fact, it took him quite a few years, and he's still on the road now. Him and his girlfriend are out there riding now. They're going around the world on his bikes. And it's quite an adventure. He did this completely unfunded.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, he made money. He had some money put away. And he used that money, but then also he also earned money along the way.
How did he earn money?
He would take jobs. Plus, he worked freelance. He worked he did freelance work via his computer, and he would earn money that way. But he would also take side jobs along the way and make money.
How do you do that?
Look, I need work, and some people give him work.
I could see that.
Doing
like,
construction,
you go through
doing
like
construction
maybe,
jobs and stuff like that.
Yeah, like going through maybe some of the farmland in Midwest. You stop at a farm and go, hey.
Yeah,
can you hire me.
He
for
said
a day?
He. Yeah,
well, you shovel.
Even through the Middle East and all that, they were making money. He was making money doing stuff. So that's the way they do it. So I was episode 114. So you get a chance to listen to that. It's a good, great interview with him. It's good. So we can do some stuff. We'll just go briefly. We've got a couple news topics we're going to touch on.
Spooky stuff?
Maybe not yet, but this could be spooky. This could be spooky. Orange County Choppers is coming back to Discovery Channel.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, they're back. Yeah.
They're coming
back
because they need money.
Maybe.
Having that big old shop that they had built caused a lot of money to run.
Well, you know what? I'm still trying to get Paul Sr. on the show. And it looks like...
I bet you the sales of the bikes went down. I mean, because the bikes they make are wild beautiful and stuff like that. They're expensive.
Yeah, but every one of them bikes, that they make are still in their shop.
Not everyone. They're theme bikes. For example, they made the, they just made a bike for Shaq O'Neal. They made a bike for him.
Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal. That's it.
You're like Shaq O'Neal.
Shaq O'Neal, yeah.
Shaq Neal's Shaq of Neal's. Neal's Shaq of Eels.
So they're back on. And I actually, you know what? I am looking forward to it because I do want to say I like the show. I don't know about you guys. I enjoyed watching the show. I thought it was great.
It was cool. I like the mechanical part of it.
Yeah, it's the father and the son are back together.
I honestly started getting tired of the drama shit of it.
Well, that's just it, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I did too.
I just got like, all right, everybody's angry at everybody.
So anyway, they're going to be back on, and so just you can check that. I'll go to the Discovery and channel and just check that out and see when they're coming back on. Yamaha has decided to start creating a...
Oh, hold on a sec, but back this shit
but
up.
But back the shit up.
Because I can't believe, even more important than that, you're talking about motorcycle shows coming back on.
Yes. Norman Reedus.
There you go.
Yes.
Next Sunday.
Yep. He's premiering. Looking forward to that.
After Walking Dead.
Yep.
Oh, really? So it comes right on, after so Walking Dead, and then he comes on after that? Oh. Yeah. How many episodes of Walking Dead we got so far? One this
two.
Year?
Two.
Two are out, because I tried to watch the second one last night and it wasn't available on demand.
What?
I don't know. I'm just telling you. It wasn't available on demand last night.
24 hours it should be. Home tonight. It should be there.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. It wasn't 24 hours. So I'll watch. I'll watch it maybe tomorrow. Or maybe I'll watch it during the day while I'm working. I don't know. So Yamaha has, remember the thing we had there not too long ago with Harley was doing this tilting bike thing? It was rumored they were going to do this three-wheel tilting bike.
What was the name of the company that does that?
I don't know, but Yamaha's doing this. Yamaha's doing they're calling it the Nikon Leaning Multi-Wheeler, and they announced it for 2018.
Oh, that thing. Oh, yes. They're doing the two wheels in the front.
Yes.
Like the fucking scooters they make.
Yeah, well, that's like, Piaggio. Piaggio does that. But they're releasing that thing.
Really?
Yeah.
And how? I bet you that's going to be expensive.
I don't know.
$20,000 at least. There's no fucking way they're making that much motorcycle.
Well, here's the thing. It's going right now. They're saying it's going to be available in Europe, but not necessarily the United States.
Oh, then that means you're never going to see it.
That is like weird looking. It looks like an alien.
The unveil is going to be on November 6th at the Eichmann show in Milan.
The one closest to us looks like it doesn't belong there.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks like it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. It's just.
Do they have a video of it running?
No, they do not.
Useless.
That's exactly. And this is coming from Rider Magazine. So, if
Rider's got their shit together.
They got their shit together, so this isn't bullshit. It's a liquid-cooled four-stroke valve inline triple. So that's what it's going to
be.
Make
sure you put a picture on the website of this.
Yes, we're going to be links on that. Well,
can vomit upon it.
Yeah, it's kind of goofy looking. So, but would I ride one?
No.
No?
I would like to. No, I would like to because that front end with that... That's got to be heavy as shit.
I don't care
if they use a carbon fiber, it's still got to be heavy.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You look at this, and I have a funny feeling it's going to be a little ungainly. I think it's going to be, really difficult to steer. I don't know.
And I'm saying? I think when you're going on it, it's probably fine. And it's probably going to have a grip to it. But I think when you slow down with a bike like that, that's when it's going to get super,
difficult.
Just difficult.
Yeah, you have to muscle it to turn it.
You have to muscle it.
Slow speed stuff.
Now, of course, we can entirely be wrong people.
Yeah, it could be.
Yes, because we say shit so you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. We're saying all the dog shit.
This could be nothing more than a highway bike. All right?
It looks like part of a park crotch rockety, so it's probably quick.
Nah, I don't know.
What size engine?
It's a triple. Doesn't say what size the engine is. All they're saying is it's a four-valve inline triple. 15-inch front wheels.
That's tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But that's what Yamaha's doing because they have apparently nothing else to do. Okay. As you know, well, one thing we never touched on is that, as you know, Honda released the brand spanking new Goldwing a couple weeks ago. And it's been revamped a little bit. Basically, it's a Goldwing. You know, it's they have a different type of a steering mechanism. It's no longer two forks coming down. Now it's straight down kind of a thing. It's a kind of a... I guess that's like a, I guess you would call it.
Well, you know what?
A cantilever system kind of a thing.
That's, they've been around for a long time. Yeah. They have a really well-known big name. Everybody knows the Goldwing.
Goldwing is 40 years old.
Yeah. Goldwing has got a, and not to mention it's got a great reputation. A lot of guys just, I mean, we know what, that guy we met up in Maricade.
Yeah.
Came from Hawaii on his Goldwing and then was riding all the way back.
It's an Americade staple.
You know.
If you're, did you say it again? He said it again. He said Americade.
America Cade. And I know it's funny you say that because I think the Goldwing also just I think maybe second to Harley has also become like a staple in America. Yeah. There's a lot of people that just talk of Goldwing, man. And they're you know what? Even though they look like rocket ships, they're big fucking rocket ships.
They're very big.
And they look comfortable as shit. Big. They look comfortable as shit, man.
I was listening to a couple of the other guys, other podcasters, and they were talking about that and how they. The bike feels,
and how is that? How does it feel? Gainly?
Yeah, it's kind of. They said what did one guy say was very soft.
No, but, you know what? I've heard big. A couple people I knew that had one. They said they were comfortable as shit.
I don't know.
The only thing I don't like about them is you can't stretch out like you can on.
That's the only thing I don't like about.
Yeah,
them.
Well, it's almost like it's covered. They're completely sealed now, kind of like a scooter. It's like a gigantic scooter. Like they're just covered from front to back.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know.
All they need is a sliding roof.
Yeah. I mean, literally.
Give them time. You never know, right? Hey, if you guys want to buy a motorcycle company?
Sure.
We've got lots of money. We can do that.
Sure.
Excelsior Henderson.
I think all the podcasts should just pull our
that's
money.
That's
it.
And buy Excelsior Henderson. Is going to be sold at the Mecham Las Vegas Motorcycle Auction.
What is that? Is
so,
that an
so now this is your opportunity to buy a
that's
motorcycle. That's what they do. That's one of their brands. Excelsior Henderson is the brand.
Is it completely?
Yeah.
They make the engine too.
They make that's their motorcycle.
Okay. They don't use any Harley Davidson parts.
No, it's I know very little about Excelsior Henderson. I know of them. They've been around for a long, long time, but apparently. They're selling it. So, okay, with the company, it was a brief effort to revive the company in 1990s resulted in less than 2,000 motorcycles being produced before the money ran out. And so now Excelsior Henderson is now up for sale again to the highest bidder.
How much?
How much you want to bid? How much you got? I think I got $1.55 in my bank account. So.
Yeah, I'll do 10 bucks.
Yeah? Okay, good. All right, there we go. So Tim, what are you going to bid?
Sure, I'll go 50.
Yeah, really? Okay, I'll throw in 50 bucks also. So now we've got 60. We got $110. We'll bid.
It'd be like fucking eBay, fucking bidding starts at $10.
Now wouldn't that be a shit if somebody recounts, Mr. Geller, yeah. You won the bid. So what do you want to do with the motorcycle company? We've got 45 employees that need to get paid right now.
They're all fired.
Yeah.
They're fired.
Everybody. So, yeah, so there you go. So get yourself a motorcycle company if you want.
You can sell them. Whatever happened with that rumor that we've mentioned?
No, it was all false. Ducati is not selling.
Oh, so it was Ducati.
Yeah. So now what it is, Volkswagen, who owns Ducati, is that right? If that's correct. I think that's correct.
But, yeah.
They're not selling it now. They said, you know, the union said, no, screw you. So on January 27th, 2018, January 27th, at the Mecham Las Vegas Motorcycle Auction, you can buy this motorcycle company.
Cool.
All right. And Tim, where are you going? Oh, I thought you were going to... You know, I was very disappointed tonight. I was going to bring pretzels from the Philly Pretzel Factory.
You're fired.
And they were closed when I got there. Tim's getting us water. No swamp water. We are in the swamp. Um, Wouldn't it be cool if we were actually recording in the swamp like this?
We could have.
We could. We could have gone to the swamp. We need to do that one day. We need to actually take the recorder and some microphones and go somewhere and record the show.
Away from people.
Away from everybody.
In a future Halloween shows, maybe we can go to like one of the weird New Jersey spots and actually film. Like go to the profanity house out in Flemington, and actually you can walk into that house.
Yeah.
And we could set shop up in one of the wacky rooms and actually do a fucking podcast inside one of those fucked up rooms. It's got no power, so we'd have to bring our own power source. But
yeah,
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Wait! You walk in here with a slice of pizza.
Nope.
You walk in here with a slice of pizza, and not offer any for Tim and I, Chris and I.
You see nothing, huh? I can't carry it.
To all those who like to listen to us while we eat on the show. You know, let me tell you something about that. I've listened to like three other podcasts this week, whether if it was motorcycle or RV or Jeep or whatever or any other one, and they're eating and drinking on their show.
Yeah, I'm actually not going to do that anymore. I've heard a couple of complaints.
Okay. So I just thought it was weird. I don't give a crap on where they are.
Yeah, no, I've heard a couple people say they don't like hearing us fucking cough.
Yeah, because nobody wants to hear. Nobody wants to hear. So yeah. Nobody wants to hear that
because it's scary.
It's not very scary, but okay. All right, here's something very stupid. The company Kymco, who produces a scooter, I show Kymco, they have announced a smart dashboard for their scooter.
Huh?
And the smart dashboard, they should call it a stupid-ass dashboard, because it will give you Facebook notifications.
Oh. Survey says...
So it has smartphone to connectivity so you can alert you for weather warnings, the latest news, social media updates, and messages via SMS or WhatsApp.
The whole fucking purpose of having a motorcycle.
Right.
You're supposed to get on your motorcycle, forget about life and problems.
Yes.
And get away from social fucking media.
So while some riders may be concerned that these displayed messages are distracting, the rider can program what information they want to see and exclude what they don't. Still... It's a concern for millennials obsessed with their screens.
You know what? I went back like I was using the phone holder on my handlebars for a while until it broke, like I called it.
Yeah.
Like I knew it was going to break. I'm glad it's not on my handlebars anymore, and I'm never putting one on my handlebars again, ever.
Distracting. Or is it just...
I was doing exactly what I just complained about. I mean, yeah. I would be riding, and then somebody would text me, and I'm glancing down, looking. I'm like, you know what? I said, now I'm getting sucked into my own fucking bullshit where I enjoy riding. I don't want to fucking be bothered by the fucking phone.
Gotcha.
Now I throw it right in the fucking the bags, and that's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
I put Rever on just to record the trip.
That's it. So, so a big thumbs down to Kymco. The new 2017 Kymco Nudo they have a promo video on their website from Motorbike Rider posted this, and you can check
it's a smart dashboard.
It's a smart dashboard for their AK550 Maxi scooter.
You're promoting something. You're telling people not to do.
And here's something interesting. This is kind of interesting. It's pretty cool. They have a radar tracker that pinpoints where you are in relation to your riding buddies. So if your riding buddies have they have to have a similar system. It's like air traffic control for your radar for your motorcycle, so you can see where your buddies are in comparison to you. It's interesting. It's kind of interesting, but I think this is a dumbass idea. We need to see how fast we're going.
Do they put machine guns on it too, in case you see it? So if the red comes up red, you got to shoot it down.
Yeah. So go out to get yourself a stupid ass Kymco scooter with all kinds of crap on it that you don't need. All right. And for you guys who don't like to ride outdoors in wintertime. If you don't like to ride outside in the wintertime, you can go get yourself your very own personal motorcycle simulator for your house.
What game can you play?
That's funny. Look
it's
at
a
that.
Motorcycle simulator that's becoming more and real and cheaper. This one Spanish company is now promising to deliver an affordable simulator for your home so you can still race on a rainy day or in cold days.
MotoGP, man.
Yeah.
That's the fucking
it's
game.
It's a
I would love
very
to sit
more
on that
sophisticated play. Simulator. It's
with the VR, yes. VR glasses.
Yeah. I want to get VR. I'm going to get the PlayStation VR.
They got the all kinds. This is Lean GP of Spain is about to release their affordable motorcycle simulator for your house. They're not saying how much the thing's going to go for, but I can guarantee it's going to be freaking pricey.
Probably under $5,000.
I doubt if it'll be. No, I don't.
Hey, you know what? You could go buy a real motorcycle instead of getting that.
And move to someplace where it's warmer so you can ride all the time. Yeah. So, because we've reached that point here in the Northeast and many of the northern states where the temperatures are now a little chipper in the morning. So you may not want to get out there. But
all in all, I mean, look at the weather we've had this year so far.
We've been lucky so far. They don't have any videos on this.
We got 70-degree weather Thursday and Friday of this week again.
Yeah.
And it's November.
Yeah. And then Saturday.
I hope it's right what they say. We're going to have a very mild winter.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time everybody starts thinking that, Mother Nature's just to come in there.
Well, here's the thing, you know,
big dildo on and ass rape us right in the ass. Oh, it's so mild, and then tomorrow 43-inch storm snow comes.
That sounds like a forced entry.
Here's a big dildo. It's coming.
Yeah, this is why kids can't listen to our show.
Nope. No, our show was kid fucking friendly.
Hold it. Kid fucking friendly? What are you doing?
Hold it. Kid fucking. God. Wow. Let's back that statement up.
Yeah, let's say
big time.
You know, it's something that you can't withdraw words, man.
I'm thinking in my head, no matter how you say that,
it sounds wrong. Very good, you
Wow.
See, words are like toothpaste. Once you squeeze it out, you can't get it back in the
tooth. Oh, that was bad. That was rough.
Yeah.
Good call, Chris.
Yeah.
Good call. All right.
And as well, for those of you who don't ride your motorcycles in wintertime, it's also video game season.
Yes.
For you gamers,
video game season.
It's true. You got a point there. I know our friends over at the Throttled Podcast are gamers. Both Larry and Kevin are gamers, and they reported about a new video game that's out. Motocross game. Brand new.
What's the name of it?
I would have to go to their website and check it out.
Yeah, you got a computer in front of you. Just look it up there,
buddy. I can do that.
Little scan.
Throttled Podcast. Throttled Podcast. Here we go. And we go to their podcasts. We're going to that throttledpodcast.com. Calling it up. And here's their latest episodes. First of all, if we go any further, as you know, let's reach out to Larry over the Throttled Podcast, who actually had a motorcycle crash.
What?
Really?
Yeah. He did. This was a couple weeks ago. He's recovered. He's doing good. His motorcycle, he can ride his bike, but his repairs are being in process.
Did he dump it or hit?
Him and a bunch of his buddies were, he was on a hog ride, I believe he said he was, and they were cruising down the highway, and people in front of him started swerving, and there was a ladder in the road, in the lane of the highway.
Fucking unbelievable.
And he hit the ladder and went down. He was wearing a Helite vest, and as soon as he detached from the bike, the Helite vest expanded, and he hit the ground, and he slid for what he thought was about 200 feet. And his bike got some scratchy damage and stuff like that, but he was able to get up.
So kind of just dumped and
yeah. He got some injuries on his hand because his glove wore through or something
now,
like that.
Now, what about the asshole that dropped the fucking ladder?
There's no clue, no nothing, but the police showed up, and that's it. They didn't do a report or anything like that. And I learned something interesting because he was telling us about the whole process and the insurance and everything he went through. But here's the interesting thing. The insurance company said they will not pay because he hit the ladder. It was something in the road, and it's his responsibility to avoid it.
Yeah,
so they will not pay for it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And they also pointed out the same thing as if you hit a deer, and if you hit anything else that you should be avoiding, they will not pay
for it. You know, insurance companies are cocksuckers. I swear to Christ.
Right?
They're all fucking
crooks. So say, for example, when you had your
accident,
you would say if you had your accident and you saw a deer, you're better off dropping the bike before you hit the deer than hitting the deer. Because
You know what? Then I would never fucking mention I hit a deer. I'd just say I fucking went down.
Yeah, exactly. Don't say you hit him. Of course, you know, you have to hide the blood on the bike, but, you know.
You can wash it off.
Yeah, it's a... you know, cops go, what happened to the blood? Just ignore that.
Yeah, why is there two eyeballs stuck in your fucking room?
Fucked up. Get well wishes to Larry. I'm glad he's doing better. He's back
on
the bike.
Larry.
And we hope we hope your bike is feeling better soon.
And I hope you got to drop the ladders, dropped and fell on his fucking face.
Yeah, so Monster Energy is releasing this game. It's called Monster Energy Supercross official video game.
Oh, that should be fun.
Yeah, so if you want to get into
some... the game fun. What is it? Was it MotoGP? Is that the one?
No, it's
like that game. That game's very technical.
It probably is. I get that impression.
Have you ever played that game?
I have it for my my PS4.
Very, very technical.
It is very technical. Very technical.
Like it's like the Forza racing, car racing game. It's very, you got to know your racing.
There we go.
Well, it's Halloween. Kids are ringing the doorbell.
This is the video for the motocross thing.
To be a champion.
Put a link on the website for this too, as well, so people can check it out.
About what you wear.
I'm not too much into the motocross thing. I can't get
motocross
into
motocross. Motocross is fun, though. Game form, I can see myself having fun with it.
I can't get into it.
I honestly would like to try riding a dirt bike.
It's a
on a dirt back track.
Just you never, no, you never rode a dirt bike ever in your life?
No.
Oh, it's fun.
So here's the game. This is actual game footage. I mean, look at the graphics on that. It's fantastic.
Holy shit.
That's some great graphics. I mean, of course, if you got a shit computer, it's not going to work on this. But I'm sure this is for console also. So if you get the chance to check this out, that's something you might want to do. Supercross, that's what it is.
It's going to be on probably PS. It's probably going to be console.
But I have, I've got MotoGP for the PS4. And it is hard, but once you start getting into the controls and using it, it's actually a lot of fun.
You know, they have a motorcycle handlebars for that.
Yes, I know. Well, that's part of that simulator thing.
For the console.
And also, I think the new... isn't the new Grand Theft Auto out now? Because that has motorcycle crap in it, too.
Are you retarded?
Maybe.
That's been an alpha.
Hey,
like
that's not a good word to be saying, all right?
Fuck you.
Also, the new Wolfenstein... The new Wolfenstein is out. Wolfenstein 2. I'm sorry.
I want to get
Wolfenstein
back to
2.
That. Grand Theft Auto 5 has been out for like fucking 3 years.
Well, what happened? They have a new one out.
No, you probably saw the most recent one in the past year. They re-released it.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, it's still Grand Theft Auto 5. I have it. It's fun. It's open world shit show.
Okay. All right. I thought there was a new one out.
We're
so maybe
off the
it might have been just a re-release.
But
like you said.
That's the funnest part of that. You just I run up to people in the game on a motorcycle and just hit them with the car, and then I fucking take the bike from them. I do everything to motorcyclists that I say in real life not to do. Like when I'm in that game,
but
I fucking see a motorcycle coming the opposite way. I go right in front of it. I'm bang! Guy flies off the fucking
now,
bike.
Now, here's the thing, though. In this game, as I understand it, I believe it's in this game, the new release has a Harley 883 in it now.
They have Harley X. Every car and motorcycle in there is like... because
quasi?
Because of trademarking, I guess. The Harley, like say the Harley in the game would be called Harley. It'd be like a Marley.
No, I see what you're saying.
Get what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, I know. Yeah,
you know.
Well, that's like the cycling game that I used to play. It had all the riders of the Tour de France in it, but all the names were slightly changed just a little bit.
That's because they probably did.
And you know, it's a slight little bit. Like, how hokey is that?
Yeah, yeah.
And also, we also have one of our favorite games of all time is back. Road Rash.
Yeah, no, I posted that on Facebook.
Road Rash is back.
That's fun. That looks like they did.
Remember, we used to play that up upstairs in your house, didn't we? We had the thing. We used to do that, and it was at the time it was a 2-player game.
That was always a fun motorcycle game because you could shoot, kill, maim, and everybody.
One of my favorite things to do is ride that when you had the bike, and then you would beat your opponent with a chain. You know, it was a lot of fun.
Mine was the bat with the nails in it.
Negan.
That was great. Oh,
yeah. Oddly enough, I used to ride up to the bikers and be like,
So that game's back out. And also, Wolfenstein 2 apparently is being released at the end of November.
Is this turning into a video game show?
It is. It's a video game show today. But
yeah,
because
we'll
it's coming
to
the.
I'll play the games and then I'll do a little review of Road Rash.
Yes.
Only motorcycle.
Well, I'll tell you what we got to do. Here's what we got to do. This would be great.
Play that game that we got.
Get Road Rash and we challenge all of our listeners. What we could do, maybe we can do it online. We start an online thing. We go up just like a multiplayer and get our listeners to join us, and we have races.
Oh, that would be fun.
I would be a blast.
No, not listeners. We could do that.
We're doing the other podcast.
Other podcasts.
Yeah. See, now the thing is,
that's if they have a multiplayer for it.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah, don't ever.
Well, you got a PS4. I got a PS4. You don't have a PS4 though. There isn't any cross-platform gaming yet.
No,
not with that.
I don't have a
cross-platform. So you got to get a PS4.
Has to be a PS4.
It's got
to
be. Well, you got to because I have a PS4. He has a PS4.
Okay.
It'd be great if it was computer
Xbox.
Though. I don't know if I don't know. Yeah, well, again,
my son has Xbox.
Either way, but that'd be great to do. It'd be a fun thing to do.
Why can't you do a computer? They don't have it for the computer.
Well, the thing is, you can't do multiplayer cross platforms. No.
Well, why don't you get all computer ones? You bought all computers.
We could.
So what's your excuse now?
No. The only excuse is that. Yeah, you're right. We could do that definitely, but the other guys,
you have a contest, whatever that contest is, and then you take a picture of your screen. Your high score.
Yeah, then we could
do a certain thing. Yeah. You have to do a certain thing.
Right.
And then you have to show your
right.
score.
And it would be really cool is if our listeners or other podcasters could race against us. We can race against each
other. Great. Yeah,
that
live.
Would be so
that'd
much
be
freaking fun. That would be hilarious. Screw the Motorcycle Podcasters Challenge. That would kick ass.
Yes.
That would be a lot more fun. You know, that'd be good.
More convenient for everybody.
It'd be a lot more convenient. We wouldn't have to go anywhere. Getting back to our show.
Yes.
So we got I got an email. I've got several emails actually.
What
did we do now?
What did we do now?
Go ahead. We hear.
Oh, we got an email from this guy from one of our listeners, Sam. He's from Arkansas. He says, "I was wondering what you guys thought of the Honda VTX 1300. He has a 30 mile commute." And he wants to know if that would be a good bike back and forth to work.
What bike?
Honda VTX 1300. They don't make the VTX 1300 anymore, but it's a cruiser. And he wants to know if that would be a good bike for back and forth to work. And I did write him back and asked him about it, and I told him about it.
There's so many variables to him asking a question
He wants to know, yeah.
Money, budget.
Well, again, they stopped making the bike in 2013, I think it was.
Well, yeah, but
He's considering getting that. It has low mileage. And, you know, it's again.
It would be good for him.
He's got to, you know, that's the kind of bike you want to get. You have to, like I said to him in
get
the email.
Footboards.
You have to make it your own bike. If you feel comfortable on it and you like the way it feels
and
you like the way it handles,
like a Harley.
You have to make it, yeah.
Right, you got to put bags on it for.
If you're going 30 miles back and forth to work, you know, again.
They're nice cruiser bikes.
That's
they
a
are.
Cruiser, yeah.
They're a Harley knockoff, right. Plain and simple. You could kind of say that's like a Road King or Fat Boy or Heritage.
Exactly. So again, you got to make it your own. You got to feel comfortable with it. If you like it, then by all means get it.
They're nice bikes.
That's a good bike. So
it'll be reliable for you. That's at least
true. And it has with a bike that has low mileage like that, you're fine.
Yeah, I think that's a good buy. I would do it. I mean, shit.
Our friend Ferminator, he's commented on our episode 112 where I interviewed Donnie DeVito from Kirsch Helmets. He says, "Great show. Great info from Donnie DeVito about Kirsch helmets. Good to hear they are going to expand to 3/4 and full helmets. He wears a full face flip up helmet and finds it works well for him. He has tried to ride with no helmet. He lives in PA just to see what it's like. And after 30 miles per hour, his eyes start to tear up with his glasses on, and the wind noise is unbearable. Don't know how you guys do it. Keep up with the good show and great guests."
Half deaf.
And he says, the podcast has excellent audio.
Really?
So thank you. That's from the Furminator. I'm
waiting for the butt. Where's the butt email?
No, that's it. Well, there is a butt email.
There's always a butt email. Let's hear the butt email. I like self-degradation. Is that the word? Don't listen to me.
Don't say defecation.
Defecation. I like self-defecation. I like to shit on myself.
I knew that was coming.
Yep. So the Furminator also says in another email, he says, I just listened to his second podcast for the Motorcycle Man. He says, keep up the good work.
He's only two in.
Yeah. So he's getting there. But
You have a lot of time to hate us.
So I got this email also. This comes from Alan up in Ithaca, New York. Okay, here it comes. Listen. Hello, gents. Really like the podcast and look forward to it each week. I like the irreverent and off-the-cuff nature of it. Next summer, I hope to make it down for a ride with you guys. And he says, Ted, I'll even let you try my V-Strom for a ride. Okay. Nice. So, I don't want to sound critical, but your new bike shootout segment has me scratching my head. I just listened to the Scrambler comparison and found myself wondering why your points of comparison are always cruiser-based. Scramblers are meant to be mildly off-road capable. So in many cases, typically the Ducati, especially the Ducati, they have little more suspension, which brings the seat height up. Yet you thought the Harley won this point because they had the lowest seat. I can only take solace in the fact that at least this week, it wasn't a unanimous decision. I'm looking forward to a 250cc dirt bike shootout, though I'm pretty sure the Fat Bob will win because it has the lowest seat height and has the most torque.
I get where he's going with anyway, that.
We understand.
I kind of like lean towards on his side.
We
have to not do that.
We have a tendency to look at it from our point of view. We don't ride off-road.
Right, right.
I know that. Anyway, keep up the good work and ride safe. But anyway, so, I agree. I get it. You know, last time we did this, we had the Ducati as a scrambler. And what was the other scrambler we had?
Triumph? Wasn't it a Triumph?
Yeah, Triumph. Yeah, yeah.
Was it the Triumph?
Yes, it was.
No. I like the Triumph, I believe I picked. I think I picked the Triumph. Yeah. It was an in-between bike as far as price and size.
Yeah, the Harley, the Triumph, and the... Honda,
right?
The Triumph Street Scrambler, and I pick the Harley Roadster. Because I'm an idiot, because Harley is my bike, and I like the Roadster. I freaking like the Roadster. So
he's absolutely right.
Well, he's right, though. You're right. I know he's right. I know he's right, but I like the Harley, so it's a big deal.
We're kind of dumb. We look at it from our point of view.
Because you went with the Triumph, and you went with the Ducati, and I went with the Harley, so we were kind of split. Yeah. And so I emailed him back, and I thank you very much for your comments. And but then I, in my email, also included a picture of a Roadster with different pipes, knobby tires, and higher handlebars. And he emails me back. He says, well, knobby tires does not a scrambler make. And I said, it does for me. But anyway, so in light of that, and in response to that, this week's bike shootout is 250cc bike off-road bikes. Okay? Now, don't say anything about – you see the list up there on the screen. Don't say anything about the list right now. So the first bike in our Honda in our shootout is the Honda CFR 250L. These are kind of like dirt bike dual sport bikes.
Buy one.
Based on Alan's thought, we should go for the highest.
Not necessarily. I guess you could go that way if you wanted to.
The longest suspension.
Yes. Okay. So this.
Well, no, this because he sounds like he likes to go off road.
Yeah.
I've never been, so I have no way.
You have been.
I used to ride dirt bikes,
but it was like 30 years ago.
Cousin John and Mark.
Oh my God! Don't compare 30 years ago. I can't remember yesterday. God damn it!
No, but I'm just saying. You want.
I'm old.
You want height. You want height on dirt bikes. You don't want low.
I wanted height my whole life. I've been short.
So what we need to get, one of these weeks.
You wouldn't like their bikes.
You know what we're
going to
do?
They're fucking high.
One of these, yeah, oh my God.
As long as you're moving, it's okay.
One of these days, we're going to do pocket bikes.
Pocket bikes are fun. I got to ride one.
Okay, so here we are. This is the Honda CRF 250L. Why, I'll ask this question when we're done.
In general?
I'll ask this because this goes along with those. So it's got a 6-speed transmission. It's a chain drive. what do we got here?
I don't think you could use a belt drive anyway for off-road.
I'll tell you about that. There's something really interesting about that. And it's got a 59-inch wheelbase, and its seat height is 34.4 inches. So this is you're almost swinging your leg over your kitchen counters.
They have to be that way.
The bike weighs 317.5 pounds.
How much?
317. And it's got a 10-inch ground clearance.
Yep.
Okay.
Good.
The miles per gallon is to determine. So there you go. It's
available. What size wheels are on those?
The front tires, 21 and an 18. 21 in the front, 18 in the back. Well, okay. Oh, sorry, 120 in the back.
Okay.
And it's a 21-inch wheel in the front.
What's the gear?
About 6 feet.
No, what's the gear ratio? Give me ratios.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Because.
You don't even know why. You don't know why.
I have no idea why.
So there you have it. That's a.
It's
a 249.6cc liquid cooled single cylinder four stroke. I said stroke. All right, so there you go. So that's the Honda. Number two is the Yamaha WR250R.
That looks like a fun bike.
WR250R.
I like that.
250cc. It's got.
Wait, you didn't give the price of the last one.
I didn't. Let me see. Do we have a price? Yes, we do. $5,149 for the Honda.
Okay.
For the Yamaha.
Oh, right off the bat, I saw the price. So that's pricey.
The Yamaha is $66.99. Apparently, gets 71 miles per gallon.
Tiny engine.
And here is the thing. It's a chain drive, of course, naturally. Transmission. Oh, let's go back to the transmission. Haul it. Transmission is a 6-speed wet clutch on the transmission. It's got a 80 front tire and a 120 rear. You know, I wonder why front tires on the bikes aren't wider. Because that would help you with your handling a little more.
No, I don't think so.
It would.
Not off track. No.
Don't forget the big knobby tires they have.
Yeah, okay. All right, so the wheelbase is 55.9 inches, and the seat height is a little taller, 36.6 inches on
Perfect.
This.
Wow.
Let's go back to the Honda for a second.
Those are good trail.
That was 34.
Trail. I mean, you see those little trails.
All right, the fuel tank.
That's what these bikes are good for.
Yeah, well, the fuel tank on the Honda was 2.1 gallons, and the fuel tank on the Yamaha is 2 gallons.
Nice.
71 miles per hour. The bike weighs 295 pounds, the bike weighs.
Well, it's less than
Wow. Nine.
It's got an 11.8 inch ground clearance.
Wow.
I'm liking the Yamaha better than the Honda right now.
Go. Next.
Next bike on our list is the Suzuki RMZ250. Waiting for that to come up. I should have had it up already.
On your 14.4 modem.
I haven't heard that in forever, man. Oh, my God.
9,600 baud.
Yeah, really. So here we are. This is the specifications on this. This bike is going for $7,749.
Holy shit.
It's the
That's
most expensive.
For a little BMW.
It's a 249cc liquid cool single cylinder engine. It's fuel injected, obviously. Could be. It's 5-speed transmission. Chain drive, of course. It has got a 80 front and a 100 rear, a 1.7 gallon fuel tank.
What's the miles per gallon on it?
They're not really showing that here. But however, let's get to the length. It is.
If you go on a long trail ride, you actually want to know the miles because you don't want to go out in the middle of fucking nowhere and then run out of gas.
It's got a 58-inch wheel base, but it's got a 13.6-inch ground clearance.
Nice.
Wow.
Its seat height is 37.6 inches.
Wow.
So you're off the ground.
That's up to my chest.
That's a mountain climber.
This bike, I'm still liking the Yamaha better. And because I am an idiot.
Oh God, what did you do?
We have the Harley Davidson MX250, which was last produced in 1978.
Uh-oh, we already know which bike Ted's going to pick.
No, wait.
There we go.
Let's go to specifications on this. The wheelbase is 57.3 inches, so compares. Oh, what's the Suzuki? What, did I get the weight on the Suzuki?
No, you didn't.
Curb weight, 234 pounds on the Suzuki.
Wow. 234. Yes. Holy, 234 pounds?
That's almost as heavy
as
you.
I'm 1 pound heavier than the bike.
No freaking way, really?
Yes,
oh my God.
I'm 1 pound heavier than the bike.
So the power to weight ratio on this bike is very bad then, especially with you on it. Okay.
Wow.
It's more like weight to no power. Anyway, getting back to the Harley Davidson MX250, it's got a it's dry weight. It's 233 pounds.
Wow.
It's got a 12-inch ground clearance. It's got a 2.2 gallon fuel capacity.
Wow, that's big.
Okay. Let's get over to more information. It's got a. Where is it?
Single cylinder two cycle engine.
It's a kickstart.
Yeah, I don't think you'll have any problems kickstarting that little.
It's a 5-speed.
Wow.
It's gross. It's a chain. It's carbureted. Front wheel. It's a 21 front and 18 inch rear. Drum brakes. What dimension are we missing? We're missing the seat height, right? Is that what we're missing?
Yeah,
it's not even they're not even showing a seat. Oh, here we are. Nope, they're not showing it. Yeah, there's no.
Total height of it. Did it say there?
Overall length, ground clearance, wheelbase, dry weight, steering angle, head tube angle, trail, front suspension, rear suspension, transmission, front fork, star signature, ignition. Carbureted, front wheel, brakes. Nope, they don't list any of that. This is an AMF Harley,
oh,
by the way.
Jesus Christ.
So
probably leaks oil like a sieve.
Yeah. So there you have it. So that's our...
All right, so Ted's picking that one.
No, yes, no.
Let's not even talk to
him. We got to pick the first one.
That was a goof. Right. That was a goof.
I think I like the first one.
You're going with the Honda?
Yeah.
Really? So going back to the CRF250L... Let's. You want to see a picture of that? Let's get back to the overview. There we go.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, I think I like that one too.
You like the Honda?
Yeah, I think so.
It's got the Africa Twin color look to it.
It reminds me of the. Even though they're slightly bigger, but the. What's the cross desert race that's cars in the
Dakar.
The guys that ride the motorcycles. They kind. It kind of looks like that. Because those guys are shooting off on.
You know, there are people who are. There are people who are riding around the world on these 250s, man.
That looks fun as shit, that race. That race looks fun as shit.
Dude, the Dakar was great when it was actually in and through Africa. It was great then.
Are these street legal?
Yeah. Well, one was. It had the headlight on it.
But, so that's your Honda.
I would love to go and just hit trails. I wouldn't even want to go on a road.
And, Tim, you're going with the Honda also?
I'm going with the Honda.
I'm going with the Yamaha on this one. So, but I guess over two to one. You guys win. You guys take the Honda. But I'm going with the. I like the.
I'm looking at the overall, like the price and stuff, and it's a good middle ground. Even though other things may have better.
Well, the what did we say? The
I want one of those now. Damn it.
We should all have one.
So it's $6,700
trail riding. Would be
and the Honda
great.
Was how much? The Honda. Pitch, well, the Honda's cheaper. The Honda's cheaper at $5,149.
That's right.
So there you go. That's our 250cc shootout today.
Okay.
All right. You guys happy now?
Yes.
There you go.
Everybody happy that you
I
got
hope,
your...
I hope everybody else is happy out there.
Yeah.
In listening land. Oh, somebody's coming in.
That sounded like a fart. It did. Anyway. So some... Some destinations to go to.
Destinations, huh?
Destinations. How about the... I saw this thing about the waterfalls of New York. I saw this and I said, you know what? This would be a great ride to do. There's like 15 different waterfalls in upstate New York.
Ooh.
That would be ideal destinations
that
to go to. All right. And
Niagara.
These are just some... some of the falls. Well, oh yes, beautiful. That is a beautiful picture. We're going to post this on the on our page right away. That's beautiful. So put that post that to our Facebook page. Okay. Beautiful. All right, some of the great. I'm going to put a link to this on our website, and I'm going to get into that a little bit too. But the 15 different waterfalls in upstate New York that you need to see before you die, and this was listed on NewYorkUp.com. So check this out. This is, of course, Niagara Falls. Everybody wants to go see Niagara Falls. I've been to Niagara Falls. Have you been to Niagara Falls, Tim?
Yes, I have.
Have you been to Niagara Falls?
Yes, very long time ago.
And you know what? It's still there.
Yeah.
And it still has water in it?
It still has water in it, and it hasn't changed.
Get out.
Get out.
And I swear to God.
I remember walking down that walkway that goes down the side of the mountain.
Yeah.
And it gets all misty. And
yeah.
I remember going on the boat.
I went on a boat, too. Made of the Mist, I believe it's called.
Yeah, Mist.
Yeah. Also, the Eternal Flame Falls. This you find this very interesting, Chris. The Eternal Flame Falls.
Where's that?
This is in upstate New York. It's in western New York. It's west of the Finger Lakes. Yeah, that's what they call easy now.
Finger Lakes.
There is an actual flame that burns behind the falls.
Finger Lakes. I want to go to Finger
what?
Lakes.
It's a like a natural gas methane that's permeating through the stone, and it's a flame.
That sounds like me at home by myself.
This waterfall doesn't have the size of Grand George's as a region that might have, but it just is awe-inspiring. If you look close, you'll see a flame behind the falls.
Nice.
Yes, but unfortunately, to get to the falls, there's a 1.5 mile hike from the parking area.
That's fine.
That's fine. But there you have it.
How many cigarettes is that for you, Chris?
Yeah, really. Also, we have Middle Falls in Letchworth State Park, the Grand Canyon of the East. Three major waterfalls on the Genesee River. So this
wow.
is place
How far
check.
Are these places from your cabin?
They're all within an hour and a half.
Get out.
Yeah. All within an hour and a half.
Farther away or before?
It's an hour and a half from the cabin. I don't care which way you go. It's an hour and a half.
You get what I'm saying?
That's another one
did
of those.
Did I say that right?
What a dumb question.
That was a very dumb
question. Oh, my God.
That was, did you hear what I said after you
left the
room?
Actually, no, that works. That works. If we're at your cabin, is it an hour towards Jersey?
Oh, so you didn't say it that way.
See, but no, you didn't say it that way.
You didn't say it that way.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Okay.
Is it an hour?
Going by what you're saying. Like,
get what I'm saying? Is it an hour north? I should have said it. Is it an hour north or an hour south of your place?
West
or east.
Okay, all of these waterfalls are around where my place is near Cooperstown. It's around within 2 hours of where my place is in any direction.
Now it's 2 hours.
Well, because.
One or two?
Okay, let's go with two. All right, another falls you want to check out.
Two and a half hours would be out of the state.
Rainbow Falls in Watkins Glen. Watkins Glen is hour from my place.
I posted pictures of that place.
That looks beautiful. Watkins Glen is really, really nice. It's at the end of Seneca Lake, I believe. Spellbinding cliffs and legendary gore trails with 19 waterfalls.
Wow.
Speaking of which, we should make it to, what's the falls over there in Pennsylvania? Bushkill Falls. We need to go to Bushkill Falls. It's in the Poconos.
I've never been
that. There. It's you know where it is? It's just north of the Frank Frazetta Museum.
Oh, that was not far.
We got to go there. That's a lot. That place is great, but it's like a 3 mile hike or something like that. Also, we have I'm gonna hurt myself trying to say this. The Taughnanoc Falls. Taughnanoc Falls. It's a 750-acre state park with 215-foot waterfall that towers nearly 400 feet above the gorge. The waterfall is 3 stories taller than Niagara Falls. And it is the highest single-drop waterfall.
Waterfall? Waterfall.
All right. It's the highest single-drop waterfall east of the Rocky Mountains. That's the Taughnanoc Falls. And then you got this one here, Buttermilk Falls. Buttermilk Falls is in, oddly enough, Buttermilk Falls State Park. So the place is upstate New York.
It's full of buttermilk.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's pretty cool.
Oh, that would be delicious.
This one, apparently, you can jump into.
Go there once, I get diabetes.
Diabetes Fall.
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
Lower Falls is located at the Robert H. Trimmon State Park in Enfield Falls.
And apparently,
waterfalls
to jump
for
in there
swimming.
In
you can apparently wear a suit and jump into the falls. I guess apparently, it's like, Chittenango Falls,
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang,
and Chittenango Falls State Park, and it's one of the best parks in state in central New York. Some places you can check out. This is pretty cool. I like this one here. This is awesome. Look at that.
Where is that?
Caterskill Falls in the Catskills,
wow.
Which is only like an hour and a half
just
from
by
here.
The stone. It looks like that's like shot out in Utah or something.
Yeah, I know.
Too much green.
It's a giant two-stage waterfall in the Catskill Mountains. Though the two tiers of the waterfalls measures more than 260 feet, making it one of the tallest waterfalls in the state. And a must-see if you ever get to the Catskills. That's really, for us from here where we are now, less than 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the High Falls Gorge.
That's cool. See, I love places like
22-acre park in the Adirondacks. Now, that's a little further north. That's like going past Lake George. Then you got Rainbow Falls and Awesome Chasm. Awesome Chasm.
Awesome Chasm.
And then, of course, this here is High Falls in Rochester.
Oh, I've been to Rochester.
I've never been to Rochester.
Well, we've been there a long time.
I know
time.
We got family there.
Yep.
Had family? They're all dead now?
No, I think they moved.
Okay. Okay, Slip Falls. 250 feet tall.
Okay.
Okay, Slip.
Okay, Slip Falls.
And that's also in Adirondack Park, which is quite a few hours away. We also have Salmon River Falls, 110-foot falls. That's the baby falls, so it's nothing. And then this big mess is Cohoes Falls. And then
I haven't heard some of these.
Yeah, so this is some cool places in upstate New York you go to. So we'll
thanks
put this
for bringing it up at the end of the season.
I'm sorry.
This is what he does.
This is what I do. So because it is Halloween-y.
Halloween.
Scary and haunted places to visit. And the first one, scary places to visit. Chris, your hair just fell off. You're going to like this. You ready, Chris?
Go for it.
I don't know why that's coming up. Why is that coming up?
What are you doing?
I don't know, my
first
computer.
Just... computer?
You're not doing it so right.
Okay. The Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia.
Ah, they just had, they do tours with that.
Solitary confinement levels. The Hotel Monte Vista in Flagstaff, Arizona. It has paranormal guests who have truly visited the place. Whoa.
Do they have to pay? I'm just asking.
I don't know. It's kind of ghostly, isn't it? The Pine Barrens of New Jersey.
That's bold.
Hey, we rode there. How come that? You know what? We've been through there. It doesn't look like that.
Well, we went through the parts where the roads were. The heavily forested Pine Barrens spans over 1 million acres in 7 counties in New Jersey. The area thrived during the colonial periods, host to sawmills, paper mills, and other industries. People eventually abandoned the mills and surrounding villages when coal was discovered in western Pennsylvania, leaving behind ghost towns. And some say a few supernatural wanderers. The most popular Pine Barrens resident, without a doubt, is the Jersey Devil. According to legend, the creature was born in 1735 to Deborah Leeds, her 13th child.
Dude, put it away!
With leathery wings, a goat's head, and hooves, it flew up the Leeds chimney and into the Pine Barrens, where it reportedly was killing livestock and creeping out South Jersey residents ever since.
Yep.
Yeah, and lucky these creatures live forever.
Yeah. The San Fernando Cathedral in San Antonio, Texas.
Very cool.
Go there.
Yeah, I love that old Gothic stuff.
Yeah. Skip ahead. Myrtle's Plantation in St. Francisville, Louisiana, built in 1796.
That's old. Old school stuff.
I don't know. Would you? That'd be creepy to stay. Oh, here we go. The RMS Queen Mary, Long Beach, California. Ooh. The Mizpah Hotel in Tonopah, Nevada. These don't seem creepy to me.
No.
Gettysburg Battlefield, Pennsylvania? Why does that get a ta-da? the Pittock Mansion in Portland, Oregon.
Ooh, see, I love that.
See, now that looks creepy.
Like, you hear that kind of music going to in a mansion like that. Until you shit yourself.
Oregon pioneers Henry and Georgiana Pittock decided to build their dream house when they reached their...
What's that person?
Pittock. In the golden years in 1909, spurring the innovative design and construction of the Pittock Museum. Unfortunately, the couple only got to enjoy their home for a few years before passing away. Georgiana in 1918 and Henry in 1919. The building is now a public landmark where there's some strange occurrences have been reported, such as the smell of roses filling the room with no flowers in it, and a childhood painting of Henry moving on its own from spot to spot within the house. Clearly, death was not enough to reason for the Pittocks to vacate their home.
Oh, that poor guy. Yeah. He married her till death do us part and then still realized that he was
now,
still with her after.
This place right here, I would be a little... The Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum.
Fuck,
in Western,
sweet.
That's West, exactly Westing, the kind of West Virginia.
I would love to go to.
So, housed more than 2,400 patients in from 1864 to the 1950s. Even though it was only designed to hold 250 people, they crammed 2,400 people
crap.
In there. Wow.
Holy shit.
Oh, that's a sardine game.
Severe overcrowding led to inhumane conditions. Lack of heat and convalescence kept in cages. Patients started acting increasingly violent, from starting fires to attacking staff members. The asylum
finally... Well, no wonder.
And the asylum finally closed in, get this, 1994.
Wow.
But the souls of the patients are said to linger.
Of course.
Ghost tours are available. That was creepy.
What was that?
The Queen Anne Hotel in San Francisco, that doesn't look creepy at all. The,
that looks like a fucking courthouse.
Colesio Courthouse in Lake Charles, Louisiana, no. Skip ahead. The St. Augustine Lighthouse in Florida.
Ooh, lighthouses.
I've been to St. Augustine. That's a cool town.
Lighthouse tour.
I like lighthouses. Dock Street Theater in Charleston, South Carolina.
Ooh.
Doesn't look creepy. Winchester Mystery House in San Jose, California. That does not look creepy. This place looks creepy. Chahawba, Alabama. The first capital famous ghost town takes its name from the state's longest river. We don't care.
That looks like something out of Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Really. So anyway. Oh, that's the town we were talking about. So that's some of the scary places you can visit.
Nice. Post some pictures, remember.
Now, if you want to know about the bike, a lot of people, I was talking, a guy I work with, I was talking about the biker bell. The Gremlin Bell.
Right.
A lot of guys don't know about the Gremlin Bell.
Really?
The guy I work with, I said, do you have a Gremlin Bell on your bike? He goes, what's a Gremlin Bell?
Wow.
And I was like, what?
What kind of bike does he ride?
He has a Yamaha Street Triple. No, I'm sorry, a Triumph Street Triple.
A lot of people don't have.
And I was like, what? You don't know what? What? What's wrong with you? So anyway. The true origin of the bell. We're not going to get into that, but the legend of the Gremlin
Just
Bell.
Sum it up. That's it.
Yeah.
One sentence.
A summation of
one word.
How do I sum this up?
Two words.
Four
words. Five words.
Okay, one sentence and that's it.
Gremlins.
Six and one third.
Gremlins don't like bells. That's four words. Okay.
I thought that was angels. Where do angels come
from?
No,
gremlins.
Gremlins.
Gremlins. As the story goes,
I don't like my fucking alarm clock in the morning, I gotta tell you that. Sounds like a bell.
All right. Apparently, the legend goes, an old gray beard was riding home from Mexico with saddlebags with loads of toys and trinkets for an orphanage near where he lived. It was a cold night, and as he rode, the thoughts of the past, epic journeys with lost friends, and many nights spent in the saddle, ahead in a small village of headlight, blah, 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 he rode on, appeared, what? What was that?
Nothing. Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. Anyway. He saw something in the moonlight, and they were road glemmins. Road glemmins.
Watch out for them glemmins. Those glemmins are coming for us.
Before he could react, he mashed on his brakes, and
yellow
he locked up, and then he got thrown to the road. One saddlebag was torn completely off and was lying next to him in cold park dirt. In the light of the moon, he could see his bike and little spirit goat gremlins dancing on top of it. He raised himself up to his elbows, where he could see them more clearly, and caught a glimpse of him. That's when they began to approach.
In the background. That's the song they sing.
Slowly, almost curiously, they stalk towards him. As they advanced, he picked up the only thing as which within reach, the saddlebag, and began to wave it at them, trying to keep them away. From inside the bag came a ringing noise. He noticed that as he shook the bag, the little gremlins would fall back, plugging their ears in retreat. He quickly unstrapped the bag and dug out two sleigh bells from the set of toys. As he knelt there shaking the bells, the gremlins retreated off into the darkness. So, that's where their thing goes.
Very cool.
Then he started handing them out, so there you go. There are many variations of the bell legend, but if you don't have a gremlin bell on your bike, make sure that someone gifts you one.
Yes.
The rule is
you can't buy it for yourself.
You cannot buy it for yourself. Someone has to give it to you.
You can put it on the bike yourself.
Yes, you can. Right, but you're
yes,
not
what
to
he
buy
said.
It. Now, granted, a lot of it is all steeped in superstition.
Stupid stition.
Superstition could be
but
fun.
At the same time, you know.
Because who knows? We could all die when that day comes and then find out that everything has been the truth.
Right. How long have we been going? Has anybody given track?
It's almost 9.
What time did we start?
7:30.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's been an hour and a half. Okay. So I had some scary motorcycle stories, but they're really not scary.
Sum up.
They're like legends.
Six
they're like
words.
10 words.
10 words. There's different variations.
You've been walking a long time in this fucking swamp, man. It's getting out of
I know. I can't get out of here.
You know what I'm going to do is I'll post the stories on the website. I'll put a link to it. There's a related story where a rider got
gum. What am I stepping in gum for? Yeah. What's gum doing out here?
I don't know. I heard something squish before. I wasn't sure if it was a frog or actually something. I don't know.
I'm sorry. That's me playing with myself in my pocket.
What?
That's what the tugging was all about.
Oh, that's funny. So anyway, we got some new stuff going on. The website, for now, I guess as you know now, I've signed us up with another host.
Yes.
For the podcast. Buzzsprout is now hosting our podcast.
Yay.
So I can get accurate reporting.
Is it working?
It is working, and the numbers are far better than I thought they were.
Nice.
I was worried. I honestly thought that we only had 60 listeners worldwide. I really honestly thought that because that's the numbers I was getting from our old host. But as it turns out, that was only website reporting. And even that wasn't accurate. So the new numbers are much better. And the folks at Buzzsprout told me, you got to give it a couple months for the numbers to level up. Because the reporting that I'm getting now is only from the moment I signed up with them. Not,
of course.
Not right. All the way back since we started. So the numbers are going to be a little inaccurate but for right now. But he says give it a couple months before it starts to level out and you can see where you are.
Right.
You can see the numbers. So it's looking really good. I'm really happy with what I'm seeing. The numbers are a lot better than I thought. So, but you can still go to the website and I still post a podcast there. But they link back to Buzzsprout. iTunes takes you right there. That's where everything comes from. All the feeds have been redirected, so that's good. But the website's going to be trimmed down a little bit because I've dumbed the service down a little bit, so it's going to get trimmed down. I'm going to keep some features, but there are some features going to go away. That's it. Where's Woody? I'm still trying to find out where's Woody. We don't know yet.
He's going to show up one day.
He'll show up, but he's out there. Don't forget to go to the Chrome poll page. We got some new polls up there.
Cool. I checked the adult sites to me. So I got that avenue covered.
What bucket list journey do you want to take? And everyone across the USA is the number one answer.
Yep.
Do you farkle? And the number one answer there is just the phone. Does your bike have a mojo? No. That's the number one answer is no. What do you listen to when you ride? And the results are, number one answer, music.
Yeah. No, really?
And a close second,
no, talk radio,
a close second, the sound of my motorcycle and podcast is number two. So
nice.
Do you use headset communication? Number one is the Senna. And close second is none. What rallies have you attended? Number one, Americade. So speaking of headsets,
Uclear?
Yeah, I use a Uclear. I'm not really thrilled with it anymore. You know, not. Senna has announced their new 30K unit. It's
wow.
A new 30. Yeah, it's a new unit. The problem I'm having with the Uclear system, the audio is fantastic. You just can't beat the quality of the audio. As far as it goes for the telephone communication and the music and the microphones, they're fantastic. You can't beat them. The problem that I have, three major problems that I see, that I am experiencing. Number one is the controls on the unit itself while you're trying to operate it. To make a phone call, in order to activate Siri, you have to press down two buttons at the same time. The problem is finding the buttons. They're not obvious buttons. It's not a, they're like, because it's smooth and rounded over. You see what the
units
look like.
Right, right.
The button is underneath the rubber cover, so you don't really know. I can't tell you how many times I've turned the unit off by accident because I'm trying to find. Because I have to. Now with the SMH10 Sennas that we have, you hold down one button and activate Siri. You're done. To activate Siri, you're going to hold down two buttons, and you're lucky if it works the first time. The second problem is pairing up.
It's
the headsets.
We had problems with that
major difficulty with it.
Not the Senna we didn't have.
Not the Sennas. The Sennas were never a problem. But the Uclears pairing them up were a pain in the ass. Now, as many times as I talked to Dave over at Uclear about
great
doing
guy.
This, he's a great guy and it's a great product. We just couldn't do it. It was absolutely impossible to do it. But that was the two major problems. So I don't know. I would go back to the SMH10 in a heartbeat if it wasn't for the audio quality. So
I don't listen to radio.
Got pros and cons about each of them.
Yeah,
so I don't listen.
But
to the radio,
then again, everybody that I know, the other podcast guys, they're using the 20S, the Senna 20S, and they love it. The communication's great. But
that's not the video, is it?
No, it's not the video. That's the 20C. But the 20S is the headset unit. It's great. Again, it's as with anything, you know, motorcycle stuff is expensive.
Yes.
You get anything motorcycle related is freaking expensive, so you just can't afford it. But anyway, so that's where we are with the Senna units and all that. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page at Motorcycle Men Podcast on Facebook. Hit the like button, please. We have some stickers left, so if you want a sticker, just let me know. We have a few. The next show I got to come. I got an interview with a vlogger, a video blogger, Dan the Fireman.
Nice.
What he has done is he actually turned his Sportster into a scrambler, and he's been going off-road with it. Belt drive, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's off-road with it. He's having fun. In the deserts of Arizona, he's taking his
thing. Okay, it's dry, not when it's wet.
Well, that's right. And I got
debris, man.
Interview with this Michael Strauss, the scooterist. I attempted the interview once before. And believe it or not, I did the whole interview, and then just as I ended it, the file was corrupted somehow, and I lost the entire interview. So we're doing the interview over again.
Oh,
I'm going to have him on Sunday, so I'm going to do it. So we're gonna be releasing two episodes next week.
Nice.
And anything else, boys?
Nothing. I'll be updating the YouTube page.
Good. Hey, you know what?
Channel.
We didn't do the shopping stuff, but very briefly, just... JP Cycles has a First Gear heated jacket on sale if you want to check that out. I know you were talking about some heated stuff, so. And you know how I like the First Gear stuff. But they got the heated jacket on for $159.
And it plugs in.
Yeah, it plugs in.
Nice.
$159. It's almost to the point where I have to start wearing
it
my...
It also has plugs for the gloves, right?
Yes, it does.
All right, so you can get the gloves.
Cycle Gear's jacket sale. They're selling their jackets, you know, $149. This shit's expensive, man. I don't know. I guess you know you want the gear $500 for a jacket. I can't justify that. I get the whole thing.
You want quality, man.
I get
it's
it.
All
but
about
my
quality.
God, man. I guess. By the way, if you want some reflective clothing, and this is weird, you can go to Illuminite, and they have outerwear that's reflective. It doesn't look like it's reflective.
You know, it's like the leather jacket I have. That was $400.
Yeah, I mean, selling
but
you,
it,
man.
But
it's worth expensive
it.
Shit.
It's worth it.
Revs, like I said before, Revzilla's got the 30K on sale. It's on the $296, so $300, and you get the Senna 30K Bluetooth headset, just released. So, That's a cha-ching.
If I were to go with the headset again, I want the Montecamera.
You want the C?
Yeah.
The 20C?
Yeah. Yeah. I
guess they have the
20. You know, I was thinking, like, how saying about, that? Like, I'm not going to put the clamp, the phone clamp on the headphones, but that was the one thing I started liking was the fact that I can videotape.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I made a couple of movies going down roads and stuff. That's cool.
I mean, all
said and done, I need to get a GoPro.
I'm sorry, it's the 10C. It's not the 20C. It's the 10C.
I need to get a GoPro.
$350 for the 10C.
GoPro.
Yeah, that's the best way to go, man. Just do the GoPro thing. I don't know.
Well, because you can't beat your video caller.
You can't.
It's fucking flawless.
I don't know, man. It's like I like the center stuff, but man, it's that shit's expensive. How do you afford? You know. I can't afford that crap. I mean, people may laugh at that.
You're loaded.
Poor.
$521.
You got a mansion in
that's
the,
expensive. Mansion?
Mansion in New York.
It's a 624 square foot mansion.
Mansion.
But a $500 for the Sennheiser Bluetooth helmet, you know?
Wow.
I can't drop that kind of coin on anything, you know? So
I better come with
it. Well, there are people out there that can.
And people out there who do and can, and God bless them.
Well, they're gearheads. Everybody, every little culture of everything, you know.
Yeah.
There's gearheads and motorcycle riding. Well, I know a couple.
Yeah, you know.
There's some people that are all about it.
You know, hey, look, motorcycle riding is an expensive hobby. If you're going to get into it, you got to spend the money. And that's just, you know.
Ouch.
All right, so with that, we're going to leave the swamp. I want to thank you very much for listening. This is episode 115 of the Motorcycle Man Podcast. This was our Halloween-y episode. So, thank you very much for listening. Please be out there. Ride safe. Get a Gremlin Bell for your bicycle, for your motorcycle.
Bicycle.
That too. Get yourself a road ID.
Yes, road ID, Chris.
Love it, man. Love it.
And if you want to help the show out, just go to our homepage and click that donate button. And I want to thank we actually got a donation not too long ago. So I want to very.
Having a hard time over there?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't have the guy's name in front of me. Neil Bronner?
Anyway.
One of our listeners
Neil
gave
Sadaka.
Us Neil Sadaka. Neil Sadaka sent us some money.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much for donating. Hey, listen, if you want to help us out, you know, that's fine. If you don't want to help
us out,
that's fine too. I appreciate it. Whatever. That's great. Okay. So my name is Ted. I'm Wrong Way. And I'm here with Timbuktu. And of course, Chris the Joker. was that in stereo? All right, we got the IMS show coming up soon, so we're going to be going to that. So, but anyway, thank you very much for listening.
And remember, ride like nobody sees you.
And Chris.
And keep fucking going straight.
Okay. And remember, boys and girls, we say stupid crap so you don't have to.
Yeah. If you don't like it, fuck you.